And we are back with Keys to the Queendom, Season 2, my beautiful humans, my family, and welcome to 2024. Can you believe how quick already last year went? Just like that. But I wanted to start the year really big. I wanted to really honor what I've been saying to you guys from a commitment place on that I am going to be taking everything up a notch, including this podcast, including how I show up for you guys, including being transparent and being more vulnerable. Because the biggest thing I've really learned since last year is, gosh, the more I am me, the more I get to grow and the more you guys get to grow too. So I'm going to be removing a lot of the bullshit, the facade. And look, a lot of the times that wasn't even apparent in my own proximity. And I wanted to do a really quick recap on end of last year and what you guys are going to expect for 2024. And we are back with Keys to the Queendom, Season 2, my beautiful humans, my family, and welcome to 2024. Can you believe how quick already last year went? Just like that. I am in this incredible studio, by the way. What do you think? The pink, the black. I'm really vibing it. I might have to come here more often. But I wanted to start the year really big. I wanted to really honor what I've been saying to you guys from a commitment place on that I am going to be taking everything up a notch, including this podcast, including how I show up for you guys, including being transparent and being more vulnerable. Because the biggest thing I've really learned since last year is, gosh, the more I am me, the more I get to grow and the more you guys get to grow too. So I'm going to be removing a lot of the bullshit, the facade. And look, a lot of the times that wasn't even apparent in my own proximity. And I wanted to do a really quick recap on end of last year and what you guys are going to expect for 2024. We ended last year, honestly, our company, I get really emotional thinking about it, but we tripled our income. We made more money in the last couple of months because of the work I did within myself, some of the strategy stuff as well, but also the healing work I was doing. And it's just crazy to see and reflect on that. And I think another big part of end of last year and just recapping the learnings, what I've shared with you guys, start of 2023 was a shit show. You know, a lot of big things happened, like this podcast, which was amazing, but a lot of old and manipulative, toxic things I was removing from myself and from other people as well. And I took a lot of responsibility of really reflecting on what I needed to change within myself so that the external environment that I was really attracting was really a mirror image of my internal world. So I think it's just really, really important for you guys to know that last year was fucking amazing, but it was always a fucking hard journey as well. I really stretched myself, and I know you guys listening and watching and going through the journey of Keys to the Queendom, you saw everything, and I share everything from moments of realization about my ego, my money wounds, which we're going to talk a little bit about later, realizing I hadn't really forgiven my father and really working through that. Jordan and I having, you know, big turbulences and moments where we were fighting and then working through some deep shit, to some amazing opportunities like winning 40 under 40 award. You know, that was huge for us end of the year. Our clients are so fucking amazing. You know, we really took it up a notch with the messaging, the content. And myself and Jordan are really in a great place. And my family dynamic is a lot better too. And, you know, I just want to share that while there was so much shit and challenges, there was so much goodness as well. And I praise the failure and I praise the stuff that sucks. And I'm really excited to bring forward a really new era for you guys, you know, because when I started Keys to the Queendom, it was a shift in my business, going from fitness coach to business coach. And that was incredible because you witnessed the growth, the expansion, really me stretching myself and being just open and raw with you guys. But this year is really dedicated to you guys on, you know, bringing in millions, but from a really authentic place. And last year, I really learned that I had to go through some internal stuff to really be to the be the person I am right now. And I know this year I'm going to be sharing with you guys more shit storms and more challenges. But what I'm feeling right now with so much emotions of happiness, you know, I'm just so grateful. So grateful that we got through last year, and I'm so ready to take you guys through this journey.
Queen, how often have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world? You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now, I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through, in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queen Stream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queen Stream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing, my own business. And I've stopped making money for someone else, and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queen Stream University.
So a big lesson that I feel is really important to share right now, coming into a new year, everyone wants to start a new resolution, new me, new bullshit scenario that everyone talks about. But it's always been within you. It's always been within you guys. And I find when we get to a really good place with our business, our relationship, our healing journey, we want to fuck it up because it seems too good to be true. And I just want to remind you that when it feels too good to be true, just remember what your default might be wanting to do is for you to want to go back to old habits and routine. You know, I really want to talk about the ins and outs for 2024, what's outdated, and the things that I'm going to be working on alongside with you as well. And I share that because just at the end of last year, you guys would have seen on my social media, Jordan and I went to Brisbane. We visited his family. It was so good. It was really nice for us to have some time off. And we were in a storm, like physically in a boat in the midst of a storm, which I'm going to just side note, the guy who owns that company is a cunt. But nonetheless, you know, a big moment happened for Jordan where we got through this storm, you know, picture like us in a boat, like Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise style. Jordan's sailing the boat, riding it through the storm, trying to get us to safety. He pulls into this bay, lightning's coming through different directions. It's raining, it's pouring. I'm going through hysterics of laughter, hysterics of crying, and just like, well, trust this to happen, right? And as Jordan was pulling in the rope, you know, he got electrocuted. And it was crazy. I heard the crack. It was huge. It was like a not like Donald Duck, but a lot more impressive than that. And he just looked at me and he's like, I've been electrocuted. He's fine. We're fine. But in that moment, his life flashed before his eyes. In that moment, he was like, nah, I'm done. And for those of you who don't know, Jordan's been building his e-commerce business, his beautiful furniture company, which I'll put in the link for you guys to check out. But he's still been doing 12 hours a day, waking up at 4, finishing at 6:30, coming home, and he's wrecked. And towards, I'm going to get emotional again, towards end of last year, you know, when your partner says to you, you know, suicide thoughts have been there. mental health has been hard for him. We've both been seeing a therapist to, you know, not just because things are bad, but really to be an example for the future we want for our mental health. And yeah, it was a wake-up call for him. Money is good to have. Money can bring so much, but at the detriment of your mental health and happiness, it's not worth it. And I just want to share this because he literally said to me today, I think I'm going to quit. That's it. And we're actually making plans, really taking risks, because we want to really take this year to the next level with everything, from our healing, our spirituality, our growth, our finances, you know, our health, you know. And I feel like that incident, it needed to happen. You know, the universe went, you know, this is something he needs to realize, what's really important. And he actually said to me today, I'm going to quit. So I'm going to be taking you guys through this massive journey where I know I had said in the past he was starting his business, and he did, and he launched right now. But it's become a hobby for him, and for him to really step into that business, something else needs to let go for him, and that's his full-time tradie job. And I'm taking massive responsibility of supporting both of us so that he can build his side of the business and we can really start to live the life that we've truly worked towards. So listening to this, beautiful humans, my queens and kings, your happiness is everything, and the money is a byproduct. And what we've been able to achieve in my company these last couple of months because of the work we've been doing energetically, spiritually, with the strategy and the personal development is why I have brought this new program, Queen Wealth, the Accelerator Program, which you guys are going to be seeing a lot more on social media. And it's something you can start with me now. But for Jordan to walk away from a really secure job and him trusting in me, I have so much faith based on what I've been able to achieve because of the work I've done in myself. And I can't wait to show you that. I can't wait for you to be a part of that. I can't wait for you guys to go, wow, this actually works, because this shit is real. This shit is real. And I'm so big on strategy. I'm so fucking turned on by it. But you can't deny the stuff and the magic and the signs and your internal world when you're not feeling 100% on how that can really affect and impact all parts of your life. And if you're misaligned in one area, it's going to create a misalignment in everything.
Hey, beautiful kings and queens, are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible, great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team, and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space.
So you guys are going to see this first and foremost. God, I'm sorry, this has been the first episode and I'm so emotional, but it's with happiness because, yeah, I can't even begin to tell you. When I was driving here, I was listening to Legally Blonde, the musical, and I was starting to get really emotional from a really happy, loving place. It's happening. It's happening right now. And you guys are going to be on this journey with me. And so coming to the outdated shit for this year when it comes to business, when it comes to your New Year's resolution, I want you guys to focus on getting rid of this stuff, the quick fix, the all-in, nothing mentality, because that stuff is, come on, guys. We did the detox teas. You know, we've done the I'm going to quit and go cold turkey. And I get that because we're sort of doing that, and I'll explain that in a second. But it's the stuff where people do it from a place of weight loss goals and physical goals. What's really a priority right now Let me go through the outdates again, the quick fixes, the all in and nothing approach, just focusing on your physical health, you know, having the 10 kilogram weight loss goal, you know, and even just the ick in selling, we're outdating that. The content when it talks about leveling up, 2023 was just the beginning. I've been seeing a lot of that, guys. Please stop that right now. And it's the buy my program shit. That's gone. Out the window. You're done with that, guys. And all the facts, and it's all the facade, and it's all the fakeness. Fake it till you make it. That shit is out the window. Because what's really going to sell, what's really going to build your business, what's really going to make you feel healthy and heal and grow and expand and make millions is when you actually look inwards and actually bring forward the shit that you've avoided, you know, the shit that you've been putting to the side or suppressing for so long. That is going to get you, when you work through it, the millions, the relationship you love, you wanting to love yourself, the company, the team, all of it. When you actually share parts of you that you think no one's going to love you for, they're the things that are going to make you money, but also get people to feel relatable and connected with you. This is the in for 2024. Being authentic, sharing your story, building a personal brand, and letting go of what stuff, like the stuff that no longer serves you, the stuff that's no longer important. You know, Jordan and I were really big on having so many investment properties, and we still are. But right now, we're just wanting to be good humans and be in the moment and be good towards each other and other people and contribute to this world. Because one thing I realized on what was actually fucking up my business was I was so ego-driven because it was just about me, no one else. And I'm done with that. And then I turned it into, I want to help Jordan. And it became really apparent when I was mission-driven, more so about changing the world, not just Jordan, not just my family, but actually helping you guys. And that's what's brought the ins for 2024. That is what's selling right now. That is what hot. That's what hot. That is what hot. And you are going to become so much more fulfilled when you actually realize the shit that you were stressing about is no longer important. When you get rid of the fear of failure, the fear of comparison, the fear of judgment, all of that shit doesn't matter. When you get struck by lightning and you have a decision right there where you could have died, you know, there is this thing that a lot of people are doing right now where they do this exercise of eulogy, like, sorry, let me rephrase that, eulogy exercises where they write their eulogy. And I've thought about doing that. I'm like, fuck, if I was to be on my deathbed and I was to look back at my life and go, I'm really happy with everything I've achieved, I'd be, you know, I would be thinking, I wish I took those leaps. I wish I did those moves. I wish I just took ownership and responsibility and stopped stressing over things and materialistic stuff and fakeness and fake people and actually just looked within and cared about the people that are in my life right now that actually want me to do good. So my queens, for season 2 of Keys to the Queendom, right now, here at first, you're going to see a new level. But this level isn't ego-driven. This girl right here in front of you is here to bring you the truth of everything. And I'm also going to be sharing with you the highs and lows, the wins, the challenges, the failures, and everything that comes my way so that you can see that if I'm doing it, you can fucking do it. I love you all so much. And let's get into season 2, Keys to the Queendom, where the theme for this year is show me the money from an authentic place, from working from the heart and being mission-driven and making an impact and changing the world in business and showing you guys the guest speakers who are building empires, who are being good fucking humans and are also heart-led. I'm your host, Tamara Meyer, first episode for season 2 on Keys to the Queendom. The more that we decide to really step into this version of ourselves with our content, with our brand, with showing up,
that's when the moves start to happen. When it comes to content mastery and you are new to this game, you know, you are new to obviously building your presence online, and maybe right now you don't want to think about the micro topics, who you're speaking to, the ideal clients. Start with collaboration. And I think it's really important that you make that decision, that certainty to start thinking about how can I start being seen in front of different people each and every day. So the first piece to content mastery is being able to make those decisions to collaborate, to speak to someone new.
One of the reasons why I wanted to work with you was because I love that you have a community and you bring everyone together.
I have learned all about how to tell a story, what are the main components of a story. It's so helpful for brand improvement.
A highlight for me today has been being around such awesome, like-minded people and actually figuring out what I think my brand is and what I want to do.
But at the end of the day, if you're just true to who you are and focus on who you were as a younger self, it brings in those types of people that are just like, yes, I want to work with you.